T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Steve, and 10 in the morning now, 6:46 here on a Thursday morning. Slower down out there. It's a little slick in spots. Congratulations to Chris from Wichita. She's going to go see Def Leppard and ZZ Top at the Intrust Bank Arena October 5th. And we've got a couple of more pairs of tickets to give away, so be listening for your chance to win tickets to go see Def Leppard and ZZ Top. Now, three big things. Basketball tonight, South Florida at Wichita State. President Trump holds a rally in Phoenix, bashes Democrats for impeachment. Democrats debate in Las Vegas, and they bash Bloomberg with many of their comments. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The emergency accident reporting plan is in effect for the city of Wichita this morning. We've got the Kansas Highway Patrol listing all of the highways in Kansas as completely covered, and so things are very slippery out there. We've got a traffic accident. We've got a traffic accident listed at K96 and Oliver in the eastbound lanes. Watch for a slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And morning snow, then gradual clearing today with a high of 33 degrees. Clear and cold tonight. The overnight low 17. Friday sunny. Tomorrow's high way up to 42. Right now, light snow, 22 degrees. And a north wind gusting to 26 miles per hour. The wind chill is 8. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker.
Morning.
Is it cold out there?
It's chilly out there. It's a good day to slide through an intersection.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody might have done that. No.
I did. I took a little slip as I was turning at the end of the street. But other than that,
Slow it down. All right.
Yeah.
Tesla stock saw its biggest gain in 2 weeks as the markets closed Wednesday.
New records for the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. The Dow up 115 points. The S&P seeing a 15-point gain. The NASDAQ up 84. Meantime, watching shares of Tesla stock jumping more than 6%, over $900 a share. Biggest gain for that stock in 2 weeks, and it has tripled in the last 12 months. Piper Sandler raising its target on Tesla to 928, not that far from where it's trading now. Meantime, strength in the housing market helping fuel the gains on the Dow today. Building permits near a 13-year high. Housing starts falling less than expected. And builders seeing a lot of strength and green across the board. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, I'm Jackie DeAngelis, Fox News.
Well, if you make six figures and haven't been filing your taxes, the IRS may come a-knocking.
Nice.
Yep. The Internal Revenue Service says it's stepping up its efforts to visit high-income taxpayers who failed in prior years to file their tax returns on time. Face-to-face visits will focus on those who earned more than $100,000 during a tax year and did not file a return in 2018 or previous years. The IRS is increasing its face-to-face visits after hiring additional enforcement personnel.
Yay!
The agency said the visits are aimed at informing these taxpayers of their obligations and bringing them into compliance in a very friendly, nice way.
Hi, we're from the IRS. How are you
we're
today?
We're from the government.
Would you like some cinnamon toast and hot chocolate?
Come on in.
I've been told that they're not that nasty. Let's sit down and work.
They are very factual. Yeah.
European plane maker Airbus saying it plans to cut more than 2,300 jobs at its defense and space division by the end of next year. Company noted, pointed to a flat space market and postponed contracts on the defense side. Not enough war going on, I guess. The company statement noted that Airbus announced the need for restructuring in December and underlined the point during an annual news conference this month. 6:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Spend the money already, says Don Grant.
Will ya?
See, if it's not his money, so he doesn't care.
Yeah, right? just spend your money, you know, help the economy a little bit.
There you go.
You know, I was asked to speak about retirement income at a women's group monthly meeting. I mentioned that under the right circumstances, it's okay to spend savings principal in retirement. You know, that's the base from which you take your income.
Right, that sounds
like not something I would say, but... Well, one woman who had lost her husband years ago, surprisingly, she declared that at she was 78 years old, and she told me that she had more income than she needed from Social Security and had several pensions that were hers and her deceased husband's. She continued to put money away every month because she had very few bills and lived a great lifestyle. She scolded me for telling people to spend money. She said she would never touch her substantial savings because she might need that for an emergency, and that no one should ever spend their savings when they are retired. Well, she has a point. I mean, everyone should have an emergency fund. Then I asked her, well, you're talking about an emergency, so how much will an emergency cost? Well, she didn't have an answer. If her house burned down, think about that. That's terrible. Well, she has insurance. A medical emergency is covered by Medicare. She also had TRICARE from her husband's military service, which is excellent medical care.
Yeah, it is.
If her car broke down, she had more than enough to fix it or even buy a new one. My point is that too many circumstances, retirees will not enjoy the fruits of their labor. They may be comfortable, but when they're in a position to actually spend on something fun or challenging, like a trip around the world or that 1967 Mustang GT350, they often don't out of fear that they'll outlive their savings. Now, every situation obviously is different. And while it's nice to leave a legacy or to bequeath to the kids or the grandchild, there's nothing wrong with spending your own money. Your certified financial planner can help you determine whether you're in a position to splurge or not. Now, money can't buy happiness. We all know that. But it sure can ensure security, and it can be pleasing to enjoy something special after working so darn hard your entire career. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Don't you know the age of that the woman who brought that up?
She's 78 years old.
78. Yeah.
She was in great shape. I mean, she still could travel and do what she wanted, you know.
The fear is that you're going to be launched in you're going to have to go to a senior facility that's $8,000 a month. A lot of people are scared
of
that.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I understand that. But, you know, at 78, I'd say you're right. Go spend some money.
Well, she actually would surprise the heck out of me. You know, money is usually pretty, you know, you don't talk about those
right,
things.
Right, right.
But she actually declared to the entire crowd how much money she had, and
well,
it was a lot.
So
I mean,
you
it
hit
was,
her up for a loan,
she,
didn't you?
She could very easily afford, you know, 10 years at $8,000 a
which
month,
is,
you know.
Yeah, different people think, you know, I myself think that I'm fabulously wealthy.
You are.
Compared
with
to
wit and charm.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of money. But no, it's just because, it's personally, you know, my brother, my older brother Mike, retired from the Forestry Service at the age of 62, to early
right.
retirement.
Right.
And in 6 months, he was dead. And I thought, from that, I learned, you know, you got to think these things over.
I have this conversation all the time. The biggest gamble is, like, when to trigger Social Security, when to do all this stuff.
Roll the dice.
We don't know when we're going to leave this earth, although there are a lot of, you have encouragement from your health
right.
and from your family
right.
history and all that.
All
stuff,
right.
So.
Well, good. National Cherry Pie Day today.
Ooh.
I'm not a big cherry pie. Ted, are you a cherry pie fan?
No, I love cherry
pie. Do you like
cherry?
I know you like to.
Especially the crust.
Okay. But crust is always good on that. Yeah.
And whipped cream.
But, you know, it's not true that George Washington actually chopped down a cherry tree.
No.
That's not
it was
true.
An apple
However,
tree.
However, it seems cherries were one of his favorite foods.
Really?
So, American as cherry pie.
Wow, and there's a rock and roll song about that.
So,
isn't
Ted, do you eat it with some scoop of ice cream on it, like apple pie, or do you eat it warm?
I like cherry more than apple.
Do you really?
Really?
There
yeah.
you go. Well,
wow.
Ted Woodward, ought to know. Okay, guys, it's 6:55 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up at 7 o'clock this morning here in just a few minutes, all the news at the top of the hour. Jad's going to tell us what's going on in traffic. We've got the Democrats debate in Las Vegas. Lots to talk about this morning in our news at 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.